With an update from LondonNewsToday.ca, I'm Miranda Chant. One person is fighting for life after an East London crash that left diesel all over the road. Emergency crews were called to Dundas near Creamery around 6 this morning. One person had to be cut from the wreckage. They have been taken to hospital with serious, life-threatening injuries. Dundas between Nissouri and Crumlin Side Road is closed as a hazmat team is working to clear a substantial amount of diesel that spilled in the crash. The Ministry of Environment's been notified. Five people had to be rescued from a house fire in southeast London. The blaze broke out on Meadowgate near Commissioners around 5:30 yesterday afternoon. When firefighters arrived, there was thick smoke and flames coming from a second-floor balcony. No one was hurt. The cause of the fire is under investigation. An impaired driving charge has been laid after a crash that sent a parked pickup truck through the wall of a West End townhouse. The collision happened on Berkshire Drive near Topping around 2:30 Sunday morning. When the truck went through the home's wall, it took out a staircase, trapping the family inside. They were rescued but have been displaced by the crash. 25-year-old man is charged with impaired driving and failure to comply with a demand from a peace officer. It may not feel like it, but spring officially arrives today. The daytime high will be below seasonal with flurries throughout the morning. Environment Canada meteorologist Jeff Colson says a shift to more spring-like conditions will begin as we head into April.
Right now, the longer-range models for the first part of April also indicating temperatures expected to be overall around seasonal values or a little bit warmer than seasonal values, and then that trend continues as we go through the rest of April.
Spring officially arrives at 11:06 tonight. The public can begin paying their respects to former Prime Minister Brian Mulroney today. The body of Canada's 18th Prime Minister will lie in state on Parliament Hill for the next 2 days. Mulroney died at the age of 84 on February 29th. A state funeral will be held for him on Saturday. For more on these and other stories, go to LondonNewsToday.ca.